Morris Mark.
Morris. 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 Morris.
I'm Stephen Burkhoff, and I'm going into battle with them.
Size of a 3.5 feet astronaut. Size of a 3.5 feet astronaut.
Z. Z. Z.
Didn't have the money round to buy a Murray Sow. Been around and seen a lot to shake me anyhow. Big Dunbar, sometimes I admit I even... Worst crime that I ever did was playing rock and roll. But the money's not good. Just get a grip on yourself. But the money's no good. Just get a grip on yourself. Convictions on a two-way stretch inside. The air in here is pretty thick. I think I'll go outside. Committed for insanity and crimes against the soul. The worst crime that I ever did was play some rock and roll. But the man is no good. Just get a grip on yourself.
Been looking at the old film of George Bush going, read my lips, no taxes. And actually, if you look very closely, zoom in on the camera, you see on his lips it's written, sucker.
Let no female gonna keep.
Lord Charles.
Charles.
Program coming up this morning. We'll also be doing some other and also actually be really regarding some World Cup news here. It's one of the newspapers took the trouble to print some of the translations into different languages of well-known soccer phrases. For example, in Yugoslavia, sick as a parrot comes out as Bolus Ben Kao Paraji. Over the moon is Dajo Ochmilsa. West Germany is Krank Ein Wein Papjai Ober Dein Mond. Of course, all these words look very much like the English versions in The Guardian. One of the things you'll be hearing today are feedback reports featuring questions like this.
Chris Morris, 9:30 on Sunday. Like everyone else celebrating the Queen Mother's birthday in June rather than August. If you were told to celebrate your birthday 2 months before it happened, wouldn't you get suspicious? I think someone ought to tell her. A doctor was involved in the decision.
Later on, we'll be mentioning the Queen Mother as well.
I'm Stephen Burkhoff.
There'll be a question about Aztec Camera following this. Which was the highest... This is a completely boring musicologist question. If you get this right, then we'll probably actually send you the Jean-Michel Jarre and forget the Aztec Camera one. You don't really deserve a prize if you get this sort of thing right. If you actually know this one, you phone up within the first 30 seconds and know this, then you have our deepest sympathy. Which was the highest chart position attained by their single Oblivious? Was it 47? This is the highest position in the top 100, okay? In the top 100 singles chart in the United Kingdom. Was it 47, 18, 28, 104, or 117, and who is the lead singer stroke lead guitarist in Aztec Camera? Is it Roddy McKenzie, Roddy McDowell, Roddy Frame, or Roddy Princess Margaret? 224-2000-071. So what was the highest position of Oblivious? 47, 18, 28, 104, or 117? What was the highest position there in the top 100? And who is the lead guitarist, lead singer? Is it Roddy Frame, Roddy McDowell, Roddy McKenzie, or Roddy Princess Margaret? 071-224-2000. Want to win that before 10?
And now, Wayne Carr, Hyperjog and Star. When he speaks, the world listens.
Good morning, Wake Up WCR Radio. Checking out the showbiz gossip, the news, and the celebrity headlines with your letters too. Thanks very much indeed for everyone writing in, and fantastic, wonderful hot morning too for you. Okay, it's checking out the weather today. 32 degrees in the shade in London and Las Palmas too. Okay, and lovely drink to you all, and good morning twice. All right, we're checking out some of the news and the local, international, and celebrity gossip too. With the see here that the Lords weigh in whether dogs drop litter. Just those guys are just so stupid in the Lords. I mean, I've never seen a dog dropping litter myself. The trouble with dogs, of course, is that they do mess up everywhere with number twos. That's from the news image there. Also, in East Germany, they were dismantling their watchtowers. Pretty stupid idea as well, that, isn't it? Really, watchtowers. You'd have thought that you'd have to be really close to them to actually see the time. Tough plans to control dogs attacked by RSPCA. Just terrible story. That's just terrible. The RSPCA attacking dogs there now, as well as planting bombs everywhere. What a just a sad and sick world. Wake up, WC on the radio. For every daytime jock, I would also check it out here. Should sweeteners have been used in the sale of Rover? Well, I always think actually you can taste them, and I say no on that one. That's my opinion there. Bit of celebrity gossip for you here as well, and we see that a headline had it: Swoop on Brit. Well, yeah, got me going there. I wonder what that particular piece of Swedish beaver was always into, and I guess you just like being sprinkled with a bit of birdseed. And I see also here in the news, Bush blocks oil and gas drilling. That's blocking the new oil and gas drilling out in Florida and California. And I have to say there that if it's only blocked by a bush, they must have pretty weedy equipment if they cannot actually move it. Help, good news for this week for small investors. Great news there from my mate Dick Vaughan. He's only 4'8". And a couple of your letters too coming through in the postbag this week. In Waiter's Mail. Just check those out. Dear Wade, it says, while I was on holiday, I met this bloke at the Round the Pearl beach party, and although we had a great laugh, Could you read this out on your program? Because although he wasn't exactly tasty, I'm dying for a shag. That's yours, Letitia Barker Trout. And here's a nice letter here from Arthur Lowe Bland. It says, Dear Wayne, I'd like to be a bat.
Well, well, I once believed all girls are nice. But girls, listen to me and take my advice. Girls, you better get yourself on the right track. Cause find a good man, girls, like mine.
How would you mark it out?
It's hard to say how you can mark it out, but I think you'd have to get a piece of string.
Such is the nature of a feedback report. And owning for approximately, I would say, at absolute minimum 5 seconds, this tape of Jean-Michel Jarre, his Waiting for Cousteau project. Jean-Michel Jarre, someone who can make up tunes and pieces of music more tittly and footling than anything used in an advert for Allied carpets and make millions out of it, deserves to be killed very slowly indeed. Thanks for going in for the competition. If you want to go in for another one, 224-2000-07, well before, if you want to dial that one particularly, if it's useful to you, and have just listened to these clues, see what these people have found rather a lot of.
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes, yes, well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side, out of the way, so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
So what have those people found rather a lot of, being assaulted by various bits of gear in revolt? But have a listen to these. What have these people found rather a lot of?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes, yes, well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side, out of the way, so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
071-224-2000. For that competition, if you want to go in for it, the first round is after the news.
I returned a bag of groceries before the expiration date. Accidentally taken off the shelf. Did a large procession wear their casket and was myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. I didn't apologize for when I was 8 and I made my younger brother. Or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do.
They Might Be Giants from the LP Flash. No, your watch is wrong.
Police are questioning a car driver after two Greyhound racing fans died at Catford Stadium last night. They were killed when a car sped through the entrance to the South London dog track. Anub Kothari from Brockley has been charged with refusing to give a breath test. Police in Holland say they can't rule out the possibility that the IRA were responsible for last night's explosion in Amsterdam. The bomb went off in a building occupied by airlines and tourist organisations, including the British Tourist Authority. From Amsterdam, here's Stephen Flay.
The bomb went off only a short distance from Amsterdam's busy Leidse Plain, a main hub of city nightlife. Windows in buildings up to half a city block away were blown out and nearby cars damaged.
Football and David Platt, the substitute who scored England's spectacular extra-time winner against Belgium, looks set for a place in the side's starting lineup tonight. At stake, a place in the World Cup semi-finals if England can see off the tournament's surprise package, Cameroon. Never before has an African nation progressed so far, but Platt is warning that the England players must treat Cameroon very, very seriously.
I think, you know, it's important that we don't underestimate them. A lot of people saw the Belgian game as our ticket to the semi-finals because we were playing against the Cameroons, but they wouldn't be in the quarter-final unless they deserved to be. Obviously, you know, they are quite useful side, just because they're not really heard of. People class it as there's no problem for England and everything. We're expected to win, and we expect to win. But at the end of the day, there's a lot to play for, and we've got to make sure that we're more determined than the Cameroons on the day to get to the semi-finals.
London's weather bright and breezy with a few sunny spells, but it will be wet with heavy showers this morning, turning lighter and less frequent this afternoon. The top temperature, 18 Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. GLR News from the BBC, I'm Adrian Pearce.
Travel! Time. You've got to be quicker.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip. Britain's ever, ever, ever shall be hip. Hit me, hit me.
Thanks very much indeed, by the way, to Wes Cranes. I found this letter on my desk when I came back. Dear Chris, welcome back. We thought you might like this little piece of gravel.
Tell me about your childhood.
Was hooked to a machine just to keep my mouth from spouting junk. Ha! Must have took me for a fool, cause they chucked me out of school, cause the teacher knew I had the fun. But tonight I'm on the edge, that has chucked me in the fridge, because I'm burning up. I'm burning up.
What is it?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes, yes. Well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side out of the way so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
What have those people found? Rather, a lot of. The competition starts in 7 minutes' time. Give us a call on 071 224 2000.
your head bombs.
You can turn it up.
All the way to the very end, Jimmy Young style. Jimmy Young, she wrote me a letter and said, "Dear Chrissy, don't let your letters, your records run right out to the end. Could you please do that for me in the future?" So I have. Here are these people who found rather a lot of something. Last time you'll hear this for a very short while indeed. What are these people found rather a lot of?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes, yes. Well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side, out of the way, so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
So what are those people found rather a lot of? It's all honest reaction, I said. What would be your reaction if you found rather a large amount of this particular item? And they gave me their honest and untainted reaction. It was a straight sort of gut from the midriff type of reaction. If you know what those people may have found rather a lot of, then give us a call on 071-224-2000. What undoubtedly will happen is that you will now listen to the next 40 seconds and hear today's feedback report number one and phone up with some completely incomprehensible answer based on it.
What's your feeling about these people that go around putting animals down?
Very bad.
Is it more bad than jumping over people's cars late at night?
Oh yeah, definitely.
If you call them an ill-educated, non-evolutionary byproduct.
Well, yeah, that's right, because they're putting them down for something they don't believe, they don't know what's wrong with it, no.
That would put them down quite a long way.
Yes, it would, yeah.
Should they be put down holes?
Down holes? No way, no.
Down lavatories?
No.
Down other people?
No.
Down a bean with a hole in it?
Oh, no way, no, no.
And if you put them down the proper way, how far down would you put them?
I should say about a foot.
About a foot?
Yeah.
Riding around on my estrogen cycle.
Watching my hand shake, I look up at you with a smile. Shy is what I...
Called vicious tramps and beggars, who are reputed to be forming themselves into gangs and intimidating and robbing tourists and theatre-goers on the streets of London, which is an absolute bloody outrage. How can anyone get away with that? The only people who are actually allowed to do that are the people who own the theatres.
Yeah.
you say it, then you will ruin the love you have. Oh, but I hate to say I'm told you so, but baby, you got to read what you spoke, girl, but it's all right, girl.
JJ Jackson, it's all right. The time is irrelevant. This is Greater London Radio. I'm Chris Morris, and I feel like talking to two people who've got the answer completely wrong. However, I'm going to talk to Alex instead in Chelsea. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, not too bad.
Good. What's going on with you this weekend?
Don't know. I'm just lying in bed at the moment.
You're lying in bed?
Yeah.
So you're probably actually out in the hall?
No, in bed.
Right, okay. It's always very difficult to tell. I sort of go on. What was it, ashtray?
No, the empty glass.
The inch last. Yeah, no. I won't go any further than that. Well, anyway, it's obviously some kind of prosthetic limb. What's your answer?
An empty glass.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I'm sure you've got a load of excuses. I could pursue you on this one for at least 10 minutes, but at least, you know, if we don't have the camera evidence, then there's not much point.
Right.
What was your answer, Alex, by the way?
Well, we think it might be a load of little toy hedgehogs.
That sounds rather dubious, insane plural coming through there. And toy hedgehogs, no. But thanks for calling, Alex.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Alistair is in Worthing.
Yes.
Alistair, you're the second person I've spoken to this morning, aren't you?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks very much. What's your answer?
Members of the cast of Home and Away.
Home and Away?
Yeah. H-Y-M-A-N.
Right, yes, I've got, yes, that's why I said that, you dumb.
I'm spelling it for the other people.
Explain, no gag. Alistair, by the way.
Yeah?
Buzz off. Here are the clues again, and all you have to do is sort out what these people have found rather a lot of. Let's have a listen. They are honest, and I do repeat, they are honest answers, these. I asked them simply what would they do if they found rather a lot of something. You have to say what it is.
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes. Well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side, out of the way, so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
Well, the tendency is, I suppose, to sit at home or lie at home, whatever it is, and intrude yourself at home. But basically, the tendency is to think that it's going to be something rather surreal. Goodness knows why. It doesn't have to be that at all. In fact, in this case, I think you would be ill-advised to think along surreal lines. You simply think of a perfectly normal item in a slightly unusual situation. That's all. Nothing more. Get it right, you win a star prize, which I'll let you know about after this from the All Young.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions
searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old.
On Wednesday, the Rolling Stones hit Wembley. For the first time in 8 years, the greatest rock and roll band in the world are playing live in London. And if that's not enough, on Janis Long's Breakfast Show, you could win fabulous Stones goodies every day for over a week. So don't forget, Rolling Stones Day this Wednesday and Janis Long every morning on GLR. It might only be rock and roll, but we like it.
Yeah, that's the nicest we're playing this week. I haven't got a guitar.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but
Did Bob Dylan tribute to Danny this morning, who came out with a comedy sound, which I'd certainly never heard before. Danny Baker's there. I think we've all got new times next Sunday, so it's just all a bit more of a line. This programme starts at 10 o'clock. Danny, I believe, starts at 4:30 in the morning and goes right through till 10, incorporating his favourite hobby, which is to play play a spot of hymns, I think, between 7 and 7:30, and invite you to write in your own versions of the words. We'll be doing that a little bit later. Very soon I'll be letting you know about today's star prize. I see that sad and lonely Major Phillips was banned for drinking and driving. Well, it could be worse. I suppose he could have some friends to visit. Defying every conceivable form of logic, we've done it again. Through an intensive regime of inbreeding, intravenous mescal, 24-hour TV ads, and an exclusive diet of calf's brains, we at Innovations have produced an even more frighteningly demented selection panel for the International Buyer's Guide, including this month, the Thief-Proof Alarm Wallet. Removal from pocket triggers alarm, deters pickpockets, and more importantly, provides hours of endless noisy fun at even the dullest supermarket checkout. A bargain at under a fiver, it's the patent blind cleaner. He'll work night or day, happily banging into the furniture and crashing through doors. Always fun if you have friends around to help you rearrange the house before you set him to work. And from the bargain basement, it's the book cover that's a reading lamp. A stunning little item from the same stable that brought you the fridge that's a dog whistle, the strip of underfelt that's a syringe, and the shirt that's a snooker ball. Yes, here at Innovations, we're giving them away because, let's face it, who'd buy them?
Call me back on the telephone.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood of love. Yes, I am. I'm in the mood.
Have a word with David and Mitcham now. Hello, David. Let me do this one actually correctly. David?
Yes?
Sorry about the delay there. Where are you? You're in your own house?
Yes.
In Mitcham?
Yes.
Right. And what do you do as a living?
I'm a salesman.
You're a salesman? Great, I prefer that. Always. I think the motors, and they damage the riverways too. What's your answer?
I think it's rather a lot of poll taxpayers.
Ah. Do you have anything to offer on that one? On the subject of poll tax yourself, have you torn up your bits?
I'd rather not comment on that one, actually.
Oh, David, we don't have your address, we don't have your number, we're the BBC, we're not the secret police. Make sure you've got it. You're not going to comment?
No. Right,
guilty. Thanks for calling. You're wrong, by the way.
Okay.
Anne in Peckham. Hello, Anne.
Hello, good morning, Colin.
How are you? Oh, you sound a little bit confidential. Want something you want to tell me without anyone else listening?
No, not
really.
No, it's
one of those laughs which tends to shatter my ears. I don't know about anyone else. Anne, are you married?
No.
No. What's your answer?
I know it sounds awful, but is it dead dogs and cats?
Are you still looking, by the way?
Pardon?
Are you still looking?
What, looking for what?
Looking for a partner.
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
That makes me even more depressed. Sorry, you said something about dead dogs and cats, did
yes.
you? Hmm. No, but thanks for calling, Anne. Bye-bye. Oh, she's going to throw that phone down, so it's going to be Bob in sort of feeble kind of delaying tactic, really. Hello, Bob. Yeah, thanks for filling it in for me. That's a good man. Not going to talk about football. We're not going to talk
about that.
Good, yeah, so am I. I mean, people talking about football, totally irritating at the moment, don't you find?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the most irritating thing about people who are talking about football when they're talking about it? So it's the way they start talking about the games. They say things like, did you see the one the other night between?
Yeah, well, they're all the same to me.
They're all the same, aren't they? Yeah, exactly. Right, well, we've got that one sorted out, I think, rather neatly, actually, Bob. An award-winning effort there. What's your answer?
Worms.
Rather a lot of worms.
Worms.
That took me a little bit too literally there. I said a normal something in a slightly abnormal situation, but thanks for calling anyway.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And it's got to be Paul in New Eltham. Hello, Paul.
Morning, Chris.
Good. And what's your answer?
I think it might be little chicks, baby chickens.
Chicks. No, it isn't, Paul, but since you've been on for such a short time, you can go away. 224-2000, 071, if you're outside the required area. What have these people found rather a lot of?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and...
Probably walk on and then wait to hear about it.
My reaction would be disgust.
Phone immediately and tell us what you think those people have found rather a lot of. We'll do the next round in 12 minutes, 47 seconds time. Yeah, you know that one on by, obviously, and so on. And I've got to get a little bit serious now. It's Sunday morning, and this is the bit that I really don't like to do because I find it a bit disturbing. Some of the letters which come in complaining and saying that you really shouldn't play this kind of stuff on the radio. It's having a warped effect on my children and my family. A couple of people wrote in whilst I was away and said that their children had become little more than vegetables which just sat in the corner making rather strange and embarrassing noises, particularly when guests came round to the house. And they blamed it mainly on the fact that I've been playing Diabolical Messages, which I discovered backwards on extremely well-known recordings on the radio. I happen to know, as I do in the case of the man who blamed the death of his whole immediate family on the fact that I played the Satanic Message, that these are nothing more than tricks from Satanists themselves who are trying to get me to stop revealing some of the evil which is produced in the name of good music. And I think today's is going to shock you, because I think quite a lot of people will have heard this. The disturbing thing about this is it bridges generation gaps and goes way, way back into the deep depths of history. Have a listen here to Gracie Fields and one of her most famous songs, Sally. When you play it backwards, you hear things like...
Ooh, straight away admitting there to being a heroin addict. She's singing Huge Horse, Oh I've Got a Tip, referring to the needle going into her vein, and Oh Maxine Help Me, her lesbian lover always at her side.
Huge Horse, Help Me.
The condition, I'm afraid, gets no better when you listen to this. This is what's known as a feeble excuse. This is an excuse of a drug addict who's trying to get hold of a morphiate. Morphiate, it is well known, has the effect of blocking up the solid exit passage from the human body. And she is claiming that hers is rather liquid and therefore is requiring some morphine substitute. Just have a listen. It's difficult to believe it could get any sicker, but when you hear this, I think you'll go with me.
It's all even.
Yep, she's singing there quite clearly. Oh, it's all leaving me, lass, lots of Valium.
It's all leaving me, lots of Valium.
Dan, I'm sure you don't need any more by now to show that Gracie Fields what she was really up to when she was singing such innocent-sounding songs as Sally, but the icing on the cake of her full and complete dementia is this final line.
Ooh, those yaks.
Singing quite clearly for everyone to hear, ooh, those yaks. I'd like to stress, if you've come across any recording which you think is as disturbing as that one, perhaps you could let me know. Chris Morris, Greater London Radio, PO Box 94.9, London W1A4LG. We're after those songs which, when played backwards, contain the most hideous diabolism. We're trying to protect now not only the kids, but also our grandparents and our parents and our uncles and indeed our cousins. This is the refreshing sound of Sunday morning and a song from the Blue Aeroplane.
They say you hurt the ones you love, but I don't think it's true. The ones you love, they're just the most prepared. Why so bittersweet then? Why so up in arms? It's only a lover's sympathies, his misdirected charms, that keep you angered and upset, that keep you in alarm. But I see it's still your practice to hold. This morning I wore trying to cool.
your arms around. Fly and flap your hands around. Like helicopter
birds. Questions you can ask, but we only need one question to pin love in a lie. Yeah, you should know what love is when it looks you in the eye.
That was the name of that song. Sounding a bit like a horse there, because I was just wondering which button to press.
Droogies, boozers, strumpets and losers. Marvellous maniacal greetings from Crusher's Monday Metal Mayhem. I'm here to tell you that between 9 and 10 every Monday evening, I'm allowed to fiddle with all the knobs and buttons I can get my hideous hands on and play the sort of music that makes your ears go, wow! Yeah, if it rocks, I'll stick it on the death deck and rock hard, rock heavy, rock animal. So if you're feeling a little quiet, be loud! Join me for Crusher's Monday Metal Mayhem, 9 till 10, here on GLR.
It always amuses me to see how Britain is continually criticised for its dirty beaches, and they can show how filthy they're like. They can prove it in the European Parliament. They can do absolutely nothing about it. The only thing they can do is give us a profound ticking off. Oh, I think that's going to change a lot of minds, don't you? I see they've got to build an island. This is British Petroleum, who's seeking to build an island in just off the coast in Poole, in Dorset, and they've got to disguise it. I reckon a better disguise you could not find than a sewage slick. In the papers last week, it said, "I'm mad about Steffi." That was from the Playboy pin-up Nicole Meisler, who is rumoured to be having an affair with Steffi Graf's father. "I'm mad about Steffi." Not quite what she said, but it's a near enough misprint. Prince Charles broke his arm in a polo match. Hasn't affected much apart from his love life. Well, with Sam in Essex, somewhere about in Essex anyway. Hello, Sam.
Good morning.
No, hang on, why can't I? Oh, yes, I see. Sam.
Morning.
Have you been saying quite a lot in the time that I haven't been listening to you at all? Please say yes, it would sound better.
I've been having a bit of a conversation with my wife.
Have you? Yeah. Good. And what were you talking about as a matter of nosy interest?
Very interesting articles in the Sunday Independent about policemen's plight and how police are doing really badly these days.
Oh dear, it sounds rather rapidly as if you ought to be preparing yourself, coiling yourself up to phone into the lively debate which happens between 12 and 2 on Anne Nightingale's programme. What's your answer, by the way?
Rats.
Oh, Sam, no, but thanks very much. And I like the way you just kind of slipped in the fact you were a Sunday Independent reader without any hint of shame or indeed pride. Good morning. And it's Barry in Potter's Bar. Hello.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
All right, thanks.
Yes, you sound full of yourself. Have you won something recently?
Hey, have I won?
Yeah, have you won something recently? I mean, I don't mean this, I mean something else, you know.
Nah.
Do you go in for things a lot to win for free?
Never, I never win, I'm not a lucky person.
It's a grammatical. Well, it's not luck in this game, of course, it's totally skill. Have you got anyone else to help you out there?
Yeah.
You
my
have.
Mate Neil sitting next to me.
Yeah, she always helps you out, does she?
Hey?
It's nice, actually. People in this country are still charitable. What is that?
That's Neil.
Oh, learning, isn't she? What's your answer?
What?
Yeah, potato. What's your answer, Barry?
We reckon it's giant snails.
With great eyes.
Giant's nails.
Giant's
nails. Snails.
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 Yeah. Snails.
Snails. Bye-bye, and it's got to be Chris in Raspberry. You really live in a place called Raspberry? Chris, talk to me. Sorry, Chris, it's my fault here. Chris?
That's all right. It's Raspberry, actually, not Raspberry.
Well, it looks like it's come out as anyway, never mind. Chris, anything happening to you about 5 o'clock today?
Not at the moment, but they're...
Great, okay, take his name. What's your answer?
Well, I've got the right answer. It's got to be an unattached pair of women's breasts.
Why?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? The first woman would call the police. One of the chaps would move it aside so no one could stand on them. Somebody else would have to touch them. And the last chap wouldn't do anything but have to read about how it happened in the paper.
You mean sort of two single items? The trouble is that we've got rather a large amount of them, you see.
Well,
he said not wishing to dwell on this. What?
It could be more than one pair.
Mm. Thanks, Chris.
That's all right.
For letting us into your mind. And we've got a word with Bernard in Harrow. Hello?
Good morning, Christopher.
Well, I say we're going to stick to form. It sounds like... Have I got a confession to make or something?
I don't know.
It was your mode of address, which sounded... You're a schoolmaster.
Not at the moment, no.
Not at the moment. Oh, really? You were the one, were you? Yeah, you see, corporal punishment went out a long time ago, and if you're going to put those kind of embellishments on it, you've got to take the... What's the answer, by the way?
Brian Hayes.
Now, listen, I've just been away, but I've got a number of rumours to catch up on. But I think there's some rumours surrounding him, aren't there?
Yes, he was discarded.
Yeah, well, anyway, we won't express opinions on that, but you're wrong, by the way, Bernard.
Oh, sorry.
All right. And I feel rather sad now. Okay, 224-2000 if you want to have a go. 071, of course, if you so wish to dial it. If you wish to hear somebody telling you you've dialed the wrong number, of course, dial from central London and put 071 on in front. Here are some people describing what they'd do if they found rather a large amount of something. What is it?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it, and then I'd want to know more why and how it happened.
Yes, well, I think somebody would be probably playing a trick, but I'd put them on the side, out of the way, so they didn't get trodden on and damaged.
I'd feel sorry for them, and I'd have to touch them to find out more about them.
I'd ignore them after they've registered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
224-2000, don't say where, of course. 224-2000-071 if you're outside London. And I suppose it's actually rather good news, isn't it, to hear of another station who have lost their only defensible asset. Now, some records just refuse to play when I'm around. This is one of them.
Are we rolling? I don't mind if you go. I don't mind if you take it slow. I don't mind if you say yes or no. I don't mind at all. I don't care if you live or die. Couldn't care less if you laugh or cry. I don't mind if you crash or fly. I don't mind at all. I don't mind if you come or go. I don't mind if you say no. Couldn't care less, baby, let it flow. Cause I don't care at all.
Yeah, Uncle Jack wasn't happy about the sacking, I can tell you.
I don't care if you sink or swim, lock me out or let me in. Where I'm going or where I've been, I don't mind at all. I don't mind if the government falls, implements more futile laws. I don't care if the nation stalls, and I don't care at all. I don't care if they tear down trees, I don't feel the hotter breeze. Sinking dust and dying seas, and I don't care at all. Let's go. Culture crumbles, I don't mind if religion stumbles. I can't hear the speakers mumble, nah, I don't mind at all. I don't care if the third world fries, hotter there, I'm not surprised. Maybe I can watch all nations die, and I don't care at all. I don't mind, 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 I don't mind at all.
Occasionally, every now and then, I allow my servant, Sergeant Murphy, to comment on matters which are provoking public interest. This was one of them last week.
Increased number of people around today rolling nuts about.
Well, I think it's disgraceful.
A chap grabbed some nuts the other day and just kept rolling them along, smiling as he went by.
Been used to make noises.
Oh, a lot of noises. And the further it goes along, you see, the more noise it gets. It's a propelling noise. I think it needs some eminent professor to come along and explain it.
Make them kneel.
Well, may not kneel, but to sort of bow down gracefully for a long period, say about 3/4 of an hour. And then to crumple up and make rather loud noises, almost a sighing, whimpering noise.
And then bounced horribly over high buildings.
Yes, off a height, yes. And a big bounce, a large bounce, and preferably a large bang at the end.
And laughing at them in a rather cruel way.
Yes, in a cruel way. You know, snidey, down, low, callous type of laugh.
And once thus punished, they should wear what sort of tie?
Well, I think they should be made to wear a blue and green tie. A blue and green tie. Tied tightly around the neck. The
horizontally sticking out in front of them.
Horizontally sticking out, yeah. Held up by a large nappy-type safety pin.
With a breaking strain?
Oh, about 150 pounds. That's extended. From the inside leg.
You just simply wouldn't cock up. Greater London Radio, the time is very nearly 11 o'clock, 94.9 FM.
A Birmingham doctor whose daughter died in the Lockerbie air disaster says he carried a fake bomb on a flight from Heathrow Airport to the United States. China has mobilized 7 million people to carry out a count of every member of its population, estimated at more than 1,000 million. The full results won't be known until 1992, and during the 10 days it'll take to complete, 600,000 babies will be born. London's weather, bright and breezy with a few sunny spells, but it will be wet with heavy showers at times. Strong westerly winds will make it feel quite cool. The high 18 Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. Tonight dry and clear. GLR News from the BBC. I'm Adrian Pearce.
GLR. 2020 weekend travel to the west, the M41 northern roundabout at White City. An accident has completely blocked the roundabout on all approaches. Traffic there becoming very congested. The A3 Kingston Vale has single line traffic on both ways on Beverley Bridge. That's north of the Robin Hood roundabout for sewer repairs. Expect delays also on the A40 Western Avenue in Acton, resurfacing at the junction with Wales Farm Road, and eastbound or central London bound is down to only one lane. In central London, North Audley Street in Mayfair is closed while a crane operates. And to the east, the A13 East India Dock Road at Poplar, heavy traffic westbound due to single line traffic between Leymouth Road and the Blackwall Tunnel northern approach. Finally, out of town, if you're travelling on the motorways, do take extra care as they are quite slippery. Michael Watkins, AA Road Watch.
Well, at least I'm glad that one went out of hitch.
Snuffle.
Good lord, it worked.
Wayne Carr.
Wales arrived at the hospital shortly before the departure and together with the Prince thanked the nurses and doctors who'd looked after him in the past 3 days. The Prince, dressed in fawn slacks and a blazer, stepped carefully to the waiting car, his right arm in a loose sling. His upper arm is still in plaster and will remain that way for at least 2 months. He's still experiencing some pain, but the swelling in the shoulder and the arm has gone down. And when asked how he felt, he replied, "All right." Prince of Wales arrived at the hospital shortly before the departure and together with the Prince thanked the nurses and doctors who'd looked after him in the past 3 days.
But one thing I'm never going to tell you is why I recorded this in a toilet.
Ha! I don't care about your past. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your faults.
Was that record made? I hope you've been listening to that loud. It was made in the mid-60s something, wasn't it? That's James Brown's Cold Sweat.
you know, it was made over 24 years ago, and what they didn't know about dynamic recording then isn't really worth knowing. That sound is... I'm going to play that again next week, again and again. I haven't played that record for a long time, and most uniquely impressed, and probably rather embarrassingly from your point of view. Alan in Bromley, hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Do you have any other forms of greeting? You know, when people sort of say, how are you? You know, it's so tedious when you walk into a room, particularly if you haven't been away for any time at all, and it's quite clear from the fact that you're vertical and you've walked in that you're perfectly well, and the only reason they should be asking is if they know a good doctor or something. They say, how are you? How do you reply? Because I find it a complete... I just can't say the right thing ever.
Well, I'm fine apart from the burnt toast. Well, you know, sort of like sitting on the phone talking to people on radio stations, the toast, the slice you get that's rather too large to fit in the toaster. And it just got stuck.
I knew I shouldn't have asked this question. I just listened to the wrong guy. Alan, anyway, yes, I'm sure yeah. What you're telling me was real and stuff, you know. But perhaps you'd just like to tell me your answer and then you can go away quietly.
Right, a rather large pile of used prophylactics.
Oh, listen to him. You see, I knew it was going to be something like that. It's got to be Pete. Pete, you come from Sounds Green.
No, Bounds Green.
Oh, Bounds
Green. Bounds Green, I think you'll mean death.
What a hilarious...
Yeah, I don't...
Hey, there, what's your answer, yeah?
This might be even worse. How about spare organs for transplant surgery?
Spare ones?
Yeah.
It depends how you define a spare organ, of course. People walking around, Nina Mishkoff, for example, are just a human body packed with spare organs, as far as I'm concerned. But do you have any... would you like to give your own verdict on this one?
Spare.
Spare?
I don't know,
Pete, I think you're wrong anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Well, yeah,
right.
Thanks a lot, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Extraordinary, I like those ones. And it's Phil in Romford.
Morning, Chris.
Which is actually a very good idea, isn't it? But never mind, what's your answer?
Starfish, Chris.
Starfish, Chris. No, Phil, but thanks very much for your confident and robust answer. Bye-bye.
More welcome.
We're a welcome. And it's Nicholas in Peckham. Nicholas? We got one of those lines that gives you a lot of feedback. Hello, are you still there? He's not there at all, is he? Oh, strap me to the mast. Nicholas?
Hello, I think it's maggots.
You said he was on 23, I'm going to leave. Oh, sorry?
I think it's maggots.
Maggots?
Yeah.
Oh, Nicholas, no, how I wish I could give you that as the right one, but I can't.
Nowhere near it?
Nowhere near, absolutely nowhere near it at all. Apart from the fact that it is, of course, an animal, I ought to give this away at that stage. But, can you take any comfort from that, Nicholas? Probably not.
No.
Was it your own idea?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, it's probably not worth carrying on with your life much further anyway, at least.
Oh, thanks a lot. But,
thanks for calling away, Nicholas, and explain everything to your parents and tell them why, and then they just quietly go off. All right.
Right, then, I'm going to jump off a bridge now.
Yeah, all right, steady on. He probably will as well, and I'll get into trouble. Thanks anyway, Nicholas. Bye-bye.
Right, then, bye.
Bye. See, it would be good, actually, wouldn't it? I think we could pull your... But no, it's amazing how words can come out and not mean anything, isn't it? I was going to play that James Brown record, but instead I'm going to have to pay these clues again. Just have a listen to what these people have found rather a lot of.
Well, I wouldn't touch them.
Disgust.
Okay, so what are those people found rather a lot of? Get it right, you win today's star prize. Defying every conceivable form of logic, we've done it again. Through an intensive regime of inbreeding, intravenous mescal, 24-hour TV ads, and an exclusive diet of calves' brains, we at Innovations have produced an even more frighteningly demented selection panel for the International Buyer's Guide, including this month, the Thief-Proof Alarm Wallet. Removal from pocket triggers alarm, deters pickpockets, and more importantly, provides hours of endless noisy fun at even the dullest supermarket checkout. A bargain at under a fiver, it's the patent blind cleaner. He'll work night or day, happily banging into the furniture and crashing through doors. Always fun if you have friends around to help you rearrange the house before you set him to work. And from the bargain basement, it's the book cover that's a reading lamp. A stunning little item from the same stable that brought you the fridge that's a dog whistle, the strip of underfelt that's a syringe, and the shirt that's a snooker ball. Yes, here at Innovations, we're giving them away because, let's face it, who'd buy them? All that available if you actually... Yes, thank you. If you get this right, what are these people found rather a lot of?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I would contact the police and report it.
I'd ignore them after they've entered very briefly in my consciousness.
I'd probably walk on and then wait to hear about it in the news or the papers.
My reaction would be disgust.
Okay, the positivity of the last round, and perhaps one correct answer may be given during this record. What are those people found rather a lot of? We know it's an animal. We know it's in a slightly unaccustomed state. What is it? 0712 240 000.
There's a crack up in the ceiling, and the kitchen sink is leaking. Out of work and got no money, a Sunday joint of bread and honey. What are we living for? Two-roomed apartment on the second floor. No money coming in. Collectors not trying to get in.
Rather crazily, obviously, but nonetheless, I said it at Dead End Street. Barbara Streisand last week mourned the death of her pet poodle. From now on, she'll be wearing a wig. And she said after dinner, mourning the departure of this faithful mutt from this planet, she told guests that she had been unable to bear having another pet. Apparently, the epidural was simply too much. Apparently, there's a United States firm which is going to be marketing a portable phone which can span the whole planet. Remarkable as this may seem, and highly useful, you may think, as you walk around Hyde Park casually phoning somebody in the middle of out of nowhere. What you don't realise is in order to make it work, you will have to wear a patent head dish and will therefore look rather stupid. People calling last week for stricter regulations on, in fact, muzzles on the so-called devil dogs that prowl the streets. I personally am with the owners on this one. I think that it should be the people who walk near these dogs and foolishly come into contact with them. They should be forced to wear protective gear and the dog should be allowed to run free. Absolutely, completely, without question. Only going to be correct answers, by the way, for the competition from now on. Hello, David.
Morning.
David, I gather you have a wrong answer for us. What is it?
It's suffocating codfish, which is a pretty good wrong answer.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Do you know where I can buy a plaster for my knee?
No. Worcester Park.
Worcester Park?
Yeah, they sell lots of plasters for knees in Worcester Park.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Karen, can you give us the right answer?
Well, I think it's frozen hummingbirds.
Frozen hummingbirds?
Yep.
Absolutely right. Thank you very much for taking part.
Okay.
Stay on the line, collect your prize.
Thank you.
Bye.
Crystal Palace, The Bible, and The Sundays, My Finest Hour. Today's third social segue, JLR, Greater London Radio, 94.9 FM, 1458 AM. I'm Chris Morris. That's that bit over with. Alice, I can't believe that anyone could have come up with such a stupid idea as this. I mean, perhaps I made a mistake here, but have a listen. Rented videos will soon come with the same commercials as ITV. Distributors, including RCA and Columbia, are seeking deals and advertisers to screen their commercials on the feature film videos. Now, I mean, pardon me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the stupidest idea you've heard yet this morning? 10 Ideas to Change the World coming up at about quarter to midday. Who is going to be stupid enough to sit there watching their video and when the adverts come on go, oh, God, I've just got time to go out and make a cup of tea there. That's a tremendous...
Wake up, wake up.
Wally, wake up, WC, on the radio. Just wonderful to hear from you again. And just been talking to Chris as well by the guys on the French radio stations out there. Great bunch of guys, too. When I go out of France, I always see them. Got a great bit out there, Jack Off. And he's just one of my best pals, too. Great influence on a lot of generations of DJs, I have to say, as well. Check this out for the news coming at you this week. And I see here that Blow for Addicts was one of the headlines last week. I wonder if they get that free. Ryan Soldier questioned over security leaks. So it looks like the situation's just terrible over there. Can't even trust your vegetables. Sleeper Hunt, that comes from East Germany. That must have real trouble with their railways over there if they actually can't find one. And we've got a story here, a visit of Queen overshadowed by failed accord. You'd thought actually she'd have a rather smarter car than that, but never mind. Gil Morley, Your Majesty. Inquiry into threat to steel industry ordered by Rifkin. Just to think anyone would actually have the gall or the nerve to nick that. I mean, what would they do with it? Paper van attack. Well, I suppose it could have been worse. I suppose it could have been attacked by a metal one. 14 executed after giant drugs demo. I don't know what sort of drugs you take for giants. And Britain's break record with hovercraft up Yangtze. I think it'd break rather a lot more than that, if you ask me. Wake up, WC on the radio. Check it out, the celebrity gossip for you as well. Just want to say, what a wonderful job there. What a wonderful job the great guys did there at Nebworth. And all for nothing. Just a wonderful gesture. It's nice to see them these days. Put a lump to my throat walking around backstage, all those major rock celebrities thinking only of the kids. Really impressed there. Although they were working themselves to the bone out there, they were really willing just to come out of the bars and their changing room, tear themselves away from the television, just to talk, despite all the jostling photographers and reporters and all that hassle. They could so easily have just stayed inside in their saunas, but they didn't. Even Paul McCartney just doing a scaled-down version of his back-to-basics set there. You know, he only bought 200 of his crew for the tour. What a guy, great guy. And you know that... Despite all security surrounding the guy, some crazy photographer still actually managed to get a great picture of him cuddling a crippled child. That's great work, too. And a couple of guys, agents there, were going around telling everybody to keep it a great secret about Eric Clapton, saying that he was so moved when he saw a girl in therapy that he just wrote out a huge check and sent it off there and then. But I thought I'd tell you the information anyway, because I thought you'd like to know. I find it hard sometimes, you know, to give up money and just do things for free, but it kind of makes you feel good, all right? Wake up, WC on the radio. Also, by the way, looking forward to going to Di's birthday party this afternoon. I tell you all about it next week. I know it's going to be just great. Got a wonderful invitation, too, through the mail. Shows that the chick's got great style. Just came in a brown envelope, no flash heading. Just gave the name of this secret venue, which you can only get to by driving west down the eastbound carriageway of the M40. Just weird, that. And then there's a bit that I can't read because she must have written it in a bit of a hurry. And then it says, please spend at least £500 on Her Royal Highness's gift and leave it for collection on the ground outside Buckingham Palace. And finally, you'd be doing me a real favour if you did all these things. Two kisses. Wow, what a special lady. Thanks very much. I'll be seeing you later this afternoon. Wake up, WC on the radio. Good morning. I got a wonderful letter here from Sherritt Nugley. It says, dear Wayne, what a rotten waste of money matches are. They only have one end, and they have to be thrown away after use. Just imagine if they were toothbrushes. Okay, the address for your wise letters, send them straight to me, Wayne Carr, right here at GLC.
Okay, and this is a record.
Bluesberry Hill, that's called. That was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Yeah, here's another one of those feedback reports.
This idea of leaving gaps behind people, do you think it's a good one?
Yes, you must leave a gap behind people.
Otherwise?
People can feel boxed in.
Full reeling to the ground, clutching their eyes, saying, wear gloves next time.
That's right.
Magnitude of the gap behind people that you leave is obviously quite important, isn't it?
Yes.
How small do you think you can make the gap, then?
Well, I think about 3 to 4 yards minimum.
Would you mark it out perhaps by swinging your arms around?
Well, I think a person has got to swing his arms around to keep himself going. It's no good walking with your arms by the side of you.
Obviously, a question of balance there as well, comes in as a side order.
Yes, definitely.
And what about sticking your leg out backwards?
That's definitely out.
What about the distance, perhaps, that you can throw a tantrum?
Yes, that's correct.
How would you mark it out?
It's hard to say how you can mark it out, but I think you'd have to get a piece of string.
And your personal preference of colour?
Would be white.
I'll be your knight in shining armour, riding across the desert on a white Arab charger. Morning, and he said that you don't actually need to speak the language. You only need one word to get by in France. Apparently, if you're in France and you say this word, then you have no other problems. And that word is
railleur. You don't need to say anything else, you just go out to them and go railleur.
How do you go
railleur?
Guys, I'd try it anyway, let me know how to get it on. 10 ideas to change the world in early winter 1990.
Stacking 3-ply squeals behind your teeth for later use in wine mending. Snooping about after lights out and generally hiding the ground. turning corners very sharply onto their backs and tacking fake gaps to their shadows. Pardoning yourself out of a plate. Coalescing a mild stir in the public gallery by actually frowning your face off. It was while the ceiling was falling through that I decided on a clearance sale. Actually, I'm exceeding impressed that I recalled it at all, since my head was struck with such force by the falling masonry, whom I had cemented into the structure to screaming disapproval and vain handshaking 7 months before, that my consciousness pip quite fell out. Anyso, offers for the following, please. 3 brass shouts with fittings, a pair of live fantilope, produced by welding a reversed peacock to the crown of an antelope and activated simply by taping its snout and saying something it agrees with, and a cartoon chimney. All bids to be spelt incorrectly, sung through bees and delivered at above 60 miles per hour. I, meantime, shall give myself a stroke in the library. Trying to wake up twice at the same time. Echo sausage. Recording the sun, then clipping the tape to a surf. Calling for absolute silence after the sorbet, then dissolving rather beautifully into a rude finger.
Ten Ideas to Change the World from Michael Alexander St. John. Totally sad and tragic at Nebworth, really. Anyway, Annie, you're on between 12 and 2, I believe.
That's
still.
Right, yes. And my guests today are Jeremy Myerson, who's talking about aspects of interior designs, Keith Best of Prisoners Abroad. We can look at the situation that's happening in Italy with our wonderful football fans and what's happened to them. Quentin Peel, who's our Moscow correspondent, our international correspondent, bit. And Twink. Now, does that name mean anything to you?
Twink. Yes.
Pink Fairies was a wonderful character. He's coming in as well. So it's all between 12 and 2.
Designed by Little Tim, no?
What?
Never mind. 2 to 40,000 if you want to find out about that. That was a complete lie, by the way.
Memphis train. Woo! Look out now. Train number 1 is gone. Train number 2 is gone. Train number 3 has been gone. A long whistle wait for you. Look out, car. Woo! Oh, shucks now. On the floor, I'm getting ready to fall. When you see me falling down on my knees, I'm getting ready to crawl.
Had got 43 caps for England. I just wonder if he had one of those really smart little red bombs to put them in.
Sometimes you just mishear things when they're on the radio, and perhaps it's always better that way, I was thinking to myself last week, just as when you glance through newspaper headlines, I was convinced between the age of about 4 and 7 that the section of advertisements in a local paper was called the class field, and I heard on the radio, Radio 4, as I was just drifting past it the other day, that one of the continuity announcers said, and the placenta was Jenny Mills. There's a couple of other things I ought to tell you about, which I really... Oh, yes, I know. It's next Sunday's programme. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Got something of a line and goes on till 12:30. I think the rest of the schedule on Sunday is sort of accordingly just shifted about time-wise with the space in between. Scissor, my